proposed structures, sections 115, 187 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northwest of Delaware Avenue within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 20044 Delaware Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 15868 on Lot K60. The applicant is seeking a 3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for a proposed mobile home to the HVAC on Lot K62, a 0.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation for a proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot K62, a 12.6-foot variance from the 20-foot separation for the proposed shed to the mobile home on Lot K62, a 9.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for proposed shed to the mobile home on Lot L59, a 12.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from the proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot L59, a 12.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation for proposed mobile home to the shed on Lot L59, 4.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation for the proposed HVAC to the mobile home on Lot K58, a 1.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation for the proposed mobile home to the mobile home on Lot K58. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 30 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Amy Bennett, 19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Dig right in? All right. I think this is the last time you guys are going to see me this year. So in regards to the uniqueness of the property, as you're aware, our lots are uniquely narrow, which creates a difficulty placing the manufactured home. This lot was laid out in the community prior to the current zoning requirements for separation distances, and the lot sizes are small in comparison to the size of the modern manufactured home. We've selected a standard size floor plan for this lot compared to the other new homes in the community, and it nearly mirrors the home size that it is replacing, but we're unable to place it on the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot and the previous build out of the surrounding adjacent lots makes it difficult to place the new home. Specifically, the neighboring home and AC unit on Lot K62 encroach the 5-foot lot setback, and the home and shed on the lot to the rear of the home site both encroach and surpass the lot setback and lot lines. That we cannot otherwise develop the property. Due to the uniqueness of the property, we can't develop it in strict conformance with Sussex County zoning. Proposed to place a normal size width manufactured home that is consistent with other homes in the community and a standard size shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community, but unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements. The variances are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and without the variances, we cannot develop the property. That it's not created by the applicant. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The property is quite narrow, which limits the buildable area thereof, and the neighboring units also cause narrowing and overstep the lot allotments. As noted before, the new replacement home has a footprint which is almost exact to the prior home's footprint, but we still need the variance in order to replace the home. The unit that was currently on that site was a 1979 unit that was abandoned in place by the prior owner. And it was we were unable to complete the repairs in order to recover the unit. That this will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. The variances will not alter the essential characteristics or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent properties. The placement of the newer, more modern, and nearly same-size unit would add to conformity in the community and assist in modernizing the neighborhood. And lastly, that this is the minimum variance required. The new home placement removes a defunct 1979 home and replaces it with a similar-sized home while reducing the number of existing zoning violations on the home site. So.
Questions?
Would you say that the majority of these variances, at least for the length, I'm trying to think how to word this, do you think they've kind of been predetermined, like where you set the home based on where some of the, like the neighbor at lot L59, where the shed is, where the dwelling is, how they're already previously set? Do you think that has made it more difficult for you, and you've worked the best placing for the home and all, and the proposed shed, like accordingly?
Yeah.
Because of those?
I would agree with that statement. The shed itself on the neighboring lot is over the lot line, so we lose the 5-foot setback in itself, and then the encroachment on top of it kind of compounds that.
Have the, also the neighbor, K61? No, K62. Also, AC's right on the line, and
the home itself is in
the back corners there, so you're kind of like being forced to fit this kind of where it is.
That's accurate.
Mr. Sharp? 16-foot wide home, about the narrowest that you're able to get at this point in time.
At this time, yes.
And I presume, it looked to me like you have the landing going out to the front. Is that to limit the side yard encroachments?
It is.
And I think your testimony in prior cases has been that it's the neighborhood's prerogative to have sheds in the neighborhood to keep yards from getting
overly cluttered for outdoor storage. Okay.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
It does.
You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12989 for Sierra Village and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the variances for case number 12989, Sierra Village. I believe that the property is unique in nature, that the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variances represent the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote of 4-0, your case is approved.